Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I know that you're watching the issues of this nomination, but how can you be involved? We're going to talk about the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh and what you can do to make a difference. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Peggy Nienaber, the vice president of Faith in Action. It is a ministry to the nation's capital, and it is focused on all three branches of government strategically positioned directly across the street from the United States Supreme Court. Peggy, the Ministry of Faith and Action is so unique from other ministries. It really fills a niche that is not filled by any other ministry. Tell us about some of the unique characteristics of the ministry that you've been associated with for so many years.
Well, we are Congressional Emergency Prayer Team. So sometimes we can get called on the moment of a dime to run ministers or somebody on the Hill. We also have outreach programs, which we can reach out to the public to help us, to volunteer. But it's a way of for us through the media to reach thousands of people about God's Word.
Now, we want to talk later in the program about how people can get involved, because Faith in Action, Liberty Counsel are working on the nomination process, and there's so many different ways people can get involved, both in communicating with their senators as well as praying. We'll give that information later. But share us a story about the power of prayer that you have seen at work with the Ministry of Faith in Action.
You know, the ministry's been there for over 20 years, and we were the only ministry on the street that we're at, and we're located directly behind the Supreme Court, and you can actually see the Capitol from our building. One of the things about D.C. is we have a lot of back alleys, and in those back alleys is where you place your trash, that's where your cars are, that's where you see a lot of people smoking in the parking lot that end up being senators or even presidents on Capitol Hill. But one of the things you're not supposed to see in the alleys are rats. You can actually get fined almost $600 a day if they find a rat in your backyard. And people laugh about that. But we saw a rat running around the backyard, and we needed to find out where that came from, because if it landed in our backyard, we would have been the person that got the fine. Well, two doors down from our building, there was what we used to call the Munster House. And the reason we called it the Munster, House is the grass in the front yard was as high as you. It looked like it was going to fall over if somebody blew at it. We ran up to the front door, and we knocked on the front door, and we knocked on the front door. And when I talk about Munster House, when they opened the front door, the gentleman that opened the front door was scary.
Uh-oh.
And he said, well, I don't own this house. I don't own this house. I'm just a homeless person, and this is where I decided to come every once in a while to get out of the bad weather. So we went into the house and walked all the way back through piles of trash. There were candles everywhere. There were things that didn't make me feel real comfortable. And when we got back into the kitchen, there was a lady laying on the floor. Now, when we looked at her, she was laying in just all kinds of bad stuff on the floor, and she was uncovered and she had no clothes. So we quickly took a sheet and covered over the top of her. And when we did, we said, what in the world is going on? You have rats in the backyard. There's rats in the house. This has got to be resolved. Well, what we found out is that woman was a medium on Capitol Hill.
Wow.
And a lot of the members and even some of the justices used to come into that house in the evenings to have her do readings for them. Well, we all ran back over to our ministry center and brought her food, brought her water, the same with this gentleman who was taking care of her. But she didn't want to have anything to do with us. So what we decided to do is we would go over each week and read the Bible to her. We would talk to her, bring food to her, be kind to her, show a lot of kindness and prayer. And over time, she started to get better. So we decided to call the social services to come pick her up. And they said, we can't do that. She has to be able to tell us she wants to go herself. You can't just tell us to come get somebody. So we ministered more. Over time, she all of a sudden decided she wanted to give her life to Christ.
Oh.
She wanted to get herself better, and she wanted to actually go get help. So at that point, we made that phone call. They came and got her, took her to the hospital. We touched base with her daughter, who is in Germany. She said, we haven't heard from our mother in years. We were so worried about her. Our faith is so strong. We can't believe this is what you've done.
And well, the family over in Germany, they were Christians.
Yes, they are Christians.
And because of where the mother went, there was a separation among the family.
Wow.
There was a separation because of that. And the woman lived for about a year, and then she ended up dying, and she died on Easter Sunday. But so when we notified the family, or when the family notified us that she died on Easter Sunday, they allowed us to use that building for many years as the National Pro-Life Center because we brought life back to their family and to their mom.
I mean, that's an amazing
story. That's the power of prayer, guys.
On that street, literally across the street, two-lane street, there is the Supreme Court. Faith in Action is right behind it. And Faith in Action was the only Christian ministry on that street. Now, in that same building where this former medium turned Christian, gave her life to Jesus, in that same building now, the family, still living in Europe, wants to have like-minded kind of ministries there. And one of the ministries that's in that building now is Focus on the Family.
Wow. It's like God's put his hand of protection on the hill through this ministry of Faith in Action.
And on that same street, you have the American Center for Law and Justice now. Because of Faith in Action, you also have Ambassador Brownback, Sam Brownback, the International Ambassador for Religious Liberty. You also have a ministry there on the other end that is a ministry to Capitol Hill to bring a church on going church in the nation's capital, and there's other Christian ministries there. Because of Faith in Action, bringing light right there in the nation's capital.
And the light dispels the darkness.
Yes. I mean, there has been a transformation. So now, when we're talking about the power of prayer and the ministry of Faith in Action, it's so exciting, and we can share so many other stories, how the power of prayer, sharing the gospel, can take a person who was lying in feces, who was a medium, who was bringing darkness to the nation's capital, ultimately saw the light and gave her life to Jesus, and now there's Christian ministries in that building. And the first ministry was the National Pro-Life Center, which is also part of the Faith in Action ministry. Now let's focus on how people can get involved in this nomination process, because prayer, whether you're in Oklahoma or New Jersey, or you can come to the nation's capital, does work.
Absolutely. We have prayer for any nominee coming through this process. The process is very hard. It's very grueling on the family. The family is in seclusion. They're not allowed to go out or watch TV, read newspapers, things like that. And it's hard when you have two small children, which this particular judge does. And it's right through the summer. And so our team prays a lot for the family. We pray for the senators through their questioning time when they meet with the judge. We also pray for their staff because sometimes their schedules can be very long. It can start real early in the morning, go very late at night. It's just a hard process all the way around. So we pray for everyone. So we strategically place ourselves outside the Senate buildings. We have a prayer service that will be held in a building that's directly in between the Supreme Court and the Senate buildings. And we do that because that judge, one day when he goes through this nominee and the process and the confirmation hearing, will end up on the court on the other side. So we want to make sure there's prayer surrounding everywhere.
And you continue to pray for the United States Supreme Court as well, and all the justices and their staff as well. Prayer has made such a difference in the nation's capital. Faith in Action is a missionary outreach to the nation's capital. We talk about missionaries across the world in foreign countries, and certainly there are, and we encourage you to support them. But also, there is a mission with missionaries to the nation's capital. We can't neglect our nation's capital. Liberty Council, we're working with Faith in Action on this nomination process. You can be involved in praying for the nominee because there's going to be all kinds of things that you're going to hear, and many of them are going to be distorted. They're going to be awful and ugly. And this nominee will go through a lot of stress because of this. And we want to pray for the nominee and the nominee's family, for the senators, Faith in Action, Liberty Council, we're going to be right there so you can not only get involved in prayer, but you can also make your voice known. You can go to lc.org, sign up for our Liberty Alert in our Grassroots Action email. We also have a page right there that we're going to be giving more information as this process goes on, how you can be involved. We'll also put a link to Faith in Action so that if you're in the nation's capital, you can actually go to the chapel and participate in prayer, or go around the Senate buildings, and you can work with Faith in Action to pray for this historic nomination process. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.